Well, hello there. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
This morning we were talking about adulting and what it means to be an adult. And one of the things brought up was being able to fold a fitted sheet.
Can't do it.
It's an impossible task. But we got a few calls about adulting. Here they
are. Yeah, guess what I just found out today?
What?
I'm an adult.
Oh, you're an adult.
Wait
a minute.
Welcome to adulthood.
Rhino, what makes you an adult?
Well, some of those things they said. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, remembering.
Yeah, you're that's forgetful. Overrun. That's another
forgetful's
one.
Forgetful's another way to know you're an adult, Rhino. Yo, you're doubling down today, son.
I can write a check, and I know how to fold sheets.
Not a fitted sheet.
Yes, a fitted sheet.
No, no one knows how to do that.
How do you fold them?
Well, all the four corners in one. I stick my hand up in one corner. Then I take the other side and put it in there. Then I bring the other end around and put both of them in. Just tuck them all in the same on your hand there.
But
like it would in the other sheet.
It ain't in a square when you're done.
Does it lay flat?
Pretty much so.
There ain't no way to make them square and lay flat.
That's what I say to that.
All right, hey, listen here. I think I ain't working tomorrow. I'll bring one and show you how.
I expect a demonstration on that because
We're from Missouri. Show us.
Y'all left something out on that being an adult. When you really know when you are.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
You work and save all your life, and then you spend it on a divorce.
Yeah, welcome to adulthood.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go into a daycare center and sit down and talk to those kids?
Listen
about
here, kids. Live it up now with your apple juice and your graham crackers, because, son, one of these days you're going to have to give half your apple juice and half your graham cracker to this girl over here. Live it up now, boy.
She's going to take it.
You're at the prime of your life. It's downhill from here. Soon you have to have a job you hate.
Yeah.
See you later, kids.
Enjoy nap time. Bye.
Yeah.
A restaurant in Nashville was washing dishes in the lake.
Ooh.
This is why you pay attention to the health scores at the restaurants. This reason right here.
Okay, what happened?
Employees of number one Chinese restaurant in Nashville were caught washing everything from pots and rags to grill tops at a boat dock in the lake. They were washing stuff in the daggum lake at the number one Chinese restaurant.
That's so pretty outside. Hey. While we're outside.
It's good enough for fish. It's good enough for dish, right?
Hey, I'm on break. You mind while I'm on break, boss? I go ahead and just throw some pots and pans in the lake. And
doesn't that make you sick thinking about it? There's a series of videos showing the restaurant's approach to hygiene and food safety. And it was shared with the health department, which they were like, somebody get over there quick. So the restaurant says they were actually just washing a drain that collected a lot of grease, and they wanted to wash it somewhere where the grease could, I guess,
feed the fish,
go down the drain.
Well, think about this though. You know, it's called a bird bath. You know, it's got to be cleaner. Birds wouldn't bathe in it. So go ahead, just do your dishes in the bird bath.
This egg drop soup, it's got a lakey taste.
There's a fishing lure in here.
Where'd this piece of tire come from? We studied history today with the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Learn with us.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into our academic history at the iconic Tennessee Tech University. In the beginning, it was called Miss Kitty's Double D Saloon and Female Boarding House. Miss Kitty was kind of like the dean in that she helped young female entrepreneurs create businesses. She also took the girls to local lakes. Here's a picture of her teaching a class on motorboating. Isn't that swell? Soon, male students wanted to enroll and learn new crafts from Miss Kitty. an official from the Board of Colleges recommended Miss Kitty change the name to something with university in the title to sound more schooly. Since a lot of what she taught was technically illegal by the state of Tennessee, she named it Tennessee Tech University. And she mixed everyone her favorite drink, the Golden Eagle, at the grand opening. Isn't it swell that Miss Kitty's Double D Saloon and Boarding House became the campus of education that it is today? Heck yeah, it is! That's the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland! Wings up.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Pesty specks. Pesty specks are the little tiny black pieces that gets on food that's been grilled under a bug zapper. Pesty specks.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Tear jerker.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Her kiss is so sweet, my heart beats like crazy. They tickle my nose, she's the bearded lady.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Here's today's Real Good. Last Monday, a truck driver named David Fredrickson was driving down the highway near Biloxi, Mississippi. A car in front of him tried to merge, hit another truck's fuel tank, and the tank exploded.
Oh, no. Panic.
It turns out a woman was in the car along with her one-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, double panic.
Neither of them have been identified, but they were trapped. And within seconds, half of the car was engulfed in flames.
All this in front of truck driver David?
David keeps a fire extinguisher in his truck, so he jumped out and started using it, but the fire was too big.
Oh, huh.
Then he saw the woman kicking at one of the doors, so he pried it open from the outside, pulled her out, and saved the baby.
Go, David.
Police showed up 2 minutes later, but by that point, the entire car was completely engulfed. No one would have survived if David hadn't have been there.
Wow, way to go, truck driver David.
So, Dave, thanks to David, they're both okay. The grandmother has a broken leg, but that's the worst of it. Meanwhile, David says he's not a hero and claims anybody would have done what he did, but that's not true because they looked at David's dash cam video. Van right there stopped for a second, looked over, then drove off.
Oh.
So, no, David, not anybody would have done that.
And you know that door he pried open had to have been so hot with his hands.
Had to have been. I mean,
what a man.
David Fredrickson, you are
real good.
That does it. Wrapping up the podcast for you today. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share it, tell your friends, and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.